So you have a dream, you have a vision, but you definitely are thinking about the finances. You're thinking about the funding. I totally understand. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk to you about leveraging resources to build your micro school. We're going to explore some really creative funding sources, grants, and partnerships to finance your educational venture. And truth be told, the sky really is the limit. So without further ado, let's hit it. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Micro School Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a Micro School pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Micro School Masterminds that will not only help you to start your micro school, but grow your existing micro school by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the micro school universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Micro School Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your micro school or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space, where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Micro School Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned micro school owner yearning for more efficiency or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Micro School Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of micro schooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Micro School Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine. Welcome to another episode of the Teacher Let Your Light Shine podcast. We are here in the month of April. It has been a fun week here at Teacher Let Your Light Shine with our new kickoff of Micro School Masterminds. If you're not a part of it, we certainly hope that you come over and join this super fantastic group of really incredible people who are working together and building the dream, designing their life. If you are starting your micro school or you're getting ready to grow it, what you've already started, we definitely want to see you over there. Listen, today in this podcast, I'm going to be really hitting the tip of the iceberg when it comes to funding. We talk more about it in our micro school masterminds. You have the strength to do this. And I say strength because a lot of times we really do not realize that bringing in revenue really is like bringing in energy. I know that might sound a little woo-woo, whatever, McKinsey, but honestly, as I've been learning more about myself and about earning money and utilizing the money that we make for really, really good decisions when it comes to our school, when it comes to my own personal life, any chance that we have to earn more revenue, earn more money for the things that we're really passionate about, it really does bring in so much energy. It really is very, very energizing. And when you get over the fear of asking for the things that you need and the things that you want and the things that you desire, when you just become permissionless, you really have so much opportunities. A lot of times we just do not ask. Actually, that's what it says in the scriptures. We have not because we ask not. And so I honestly hope that after this podcast, you will really go from a mindset of scarcity into abundance, knowing that even if you don't have it now, you can accumulate what you need in order to get the vision going. And something that I really want to stress in Micro School Masterminds too, as we journey through this together, is the idea and the mindset of abundance. We are so taught in our society to lack, and we don't have enough time, and we don't have enough money, and we don't have enough energy, and we don't have enough fill in the blank. I know that I fall into this trap every once in a while, but I can tell you that I've gotten a lot better. And it's something that I have to keep myself really grounded in and really intentional about, knowing that I have just as much time as everybody else, and I have just the same amount of opportunities to make the same amount of money as everybody else does too, truthfully. And I have the capacity to build wealth for our school and generational wealth for my family. And I want you to feel the same way too, to ask God for witty ideas and ask Him to give you the mindset that you have everything that you already need. And He will supply you with all of your needs according to His riches and glory. The topic that we are talking about today is really near and dear to every aspiring micro school founder's heart: funding your vision. So today, let's talk about some creative funding sources, some grants, some partnerships to finance your educational venture and turn your dream into a reality. I know there's been talk of opening up maybe a small loan or a business loan, maybe taking out retirement. I know that I've watched some people on YouTube that started a private school. They took out their retirement. I know some people are thinking that it's going to drain their life savings. And the truth of the matter is, the smaller you start, the easier it is. To be quite honest with you, I think that you may be looking, let's just say, at me or other people in the group that have grown their micro schools really large. And I just want you to know that you don't have to grow your school really big in order to make a really great income. And you don't have to feel as if you have to drain all of your liquid assets to be able to start a school. Don't despise small beginnings. And please understand that there is so much that you can acquire if you really are intentional about it. Securing funding is really essential in bringing your vision to life. But I understand that you may not know where to start. So let's talk about some specific strategies to leverage resources and finance your school. So first and foremost, there is crowdfunding platforms. And I don't know if you're really familiar with these. There's like Kickstarter, there is Indiegogo. These platforms allow others to raise money from a large number of people who believe in your vision. So when you create a really compelling campaign, you share your story, you offer really attractive rewards to incentivize backers to support your micro school, you can get a lot from crowdfunding. That is a really specific strategy that personally I do believe you need to have a lot of background knowledge in. But I say that because you're going to hear the word crowdfunding quite often, and I want you to know that it is possible. It just depends on what level of business you're in. So I would say, if you really are interested and you've got the energy, you've got the time and the investment to look into crowdfunding, that is definitely a way to go. But let's just say you've already started and you've had a little bit of money in the bank. Okay, maybe $500, $1,000, $1,500, $2,000. I mean, let's be honest. The smaller you start, the easier it is. You can start with less than that, but you've got to get your LLC. You've got to get some marketing materials. You definitely need to get some, make sure you got enough space, get the furniture. You're going to need to make sure that you have all the necessary materials. You could really start it at a super low cost. For me, I think I started around $1,000. To be honest with you, I probably started with even less than that. It could have been a little bit more, but I just know that I got so much help from people in my neighborhood. That's what I want to talk to you about with something called in-kind donations. In-kind, I-N-K-I-N-D. In-kind donations are really, really spectacular. And you will actually be asked about this when you apply for grants. In-kind donations are basically asking for people's time and their talents to help you in building your school. So for an example, let's say we're building a garden and I know that one of the students in my school, their dad is fantastic when it comes to building gardens and building anything that takes up composting, for an example. So his in-kind donation, instead of me having to pay for the resources, he could dedicate his time, his energy, and any items to help with this endeavor. That is an in-kind donation. People who are helping you build, people who are helping you move in. Say, for an example, it's like volunteering. But when you actually go for grants, they want to know that you are also relying on resources that don't cost money. And that would be an example is in-kind donations, making sure that you have available resources for people to dedicate their time, their energy, and their attention to help you. So that is really a great segue into grants. There is the Vela grant that is very, very popular. We were able to secure $60,000 from Vela, which was such a huge blessing. That did not come until year 3 and year 4 that we were able to secure those grants. Actually, end of the year 2, moving into year 3, mid-year 3 is whenever we gained these grants. Really, really awesome opportunities to fund your educational dream. There are several state grants that you can look into, federal grants, local government agencies offer grants, small business grants, educational initiatives. You really want to make sure that you research available grants, really carefully review their eligibility requirements, and you want to submit a strong grant proposal that outlines not only your objectives, your impact, your budget, but you want to make sure that your values align with theirs, because these are real people looking over your mission, your vision, your values, and it needs to align with their vision and mission and values as well. So you really need to take some time to look into these grants. You really can also look at sponsorships and partnerships. So reaching out to local businesses, it doesn't have to be on a grand scale, but asking them for donations, asking them to help support your mission and your dream. This is probably a little bit cringy for people. They're thinking, I do not want to ask for money and go around to local businesses. You can just say anything that you guys have to help us with would be so, so incredibly appreciated. I am just a mom with a vision and a plan to build a school, and I would be so honored if you would be able to donate any time, any resources, any knowledge that you have for our school. It would be so appreciative. And a lot of businesses are willing to write off any type of donation. And then there's also fundraising and making sure that you really put together a cool fundraiser. It could just be as simple as a lemonade stand. It can be a farmer's market. That's what we're doing. It could be something that you just post out on social media. Let people know that you need help. I don't think that we do this enough. I know personally it's something that I have struggled with, that I am really getting stronger at. But here's the thing. A lot of people want to see you succeed. And a lot of people have the means to help you. But they can't if you're not letting them know that you need help. So getting yourselves together when it comes to fundraising events really can take a team of people, but it can also take you involving your students as well. And last but not least, don't ever overlook philanthropic organizations or foundations that focus on education, like Stand Together. There's many groups that offer grants, scholarships, other forms of financial support, innovative educational programs. Even HSLDA.org, the Homeschool Legal Defense, has some type of funding just even for students, homeschooled students. So when you research these organizations and they align to your mission and vision and values, you want to reach out to explore funding opportunities. And listen, this is a really good time for you to start putting your ideas together. And anytime that you apply for a grant or a fundraiser, you want to make sure that you save what you wrote so that you can take that information and you're not recreating the wheel from scratch over and over again. So to recap, alternative funding is really, really great. Crowdfunding is a bigger task that you can take on as your school grows. There's fundraising events, there's campaigns, there's in-kind donations, even just fundraising events like bake sales, auctions, charity, galas, dances. They help raise money and awareness of your microschool. So it's not even just about raising money. It can also be about raising awareness. So don't underestimate the power of these types of support, even if it's just getting donations of equipment, supplies, services from supportive community members and business. It really does pay off. We're excited to talk more about this in our Microschool Mastermind. So head on over to teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds and we'll see you on the other side. Your dreams are about to take flight. Now is the time to cast aside your fears, your hesitations. No more waiting in the shadows. No more doubts holding you back. No more doing this alone. Your dreams are taking flight, and Microschool Masterminds is here to fuel your journey. It's your time. Your destiny awaits. We are about to soar together into a future of limitless possibilities. You are a microschool pioneer. It is with immense joy and excitement that I announce the grand opening of Microschool Masterminds that will not only help you to start your microschool, but grow your existing microschool by maximizing your time, optimizing your finances, and helping you master your marketing. To those brave souls already navigating the microschool universe, you understand the deep passion and commitment required to provide this truly exceptional educational experience. But oh, the challenge that you may be facing, the stranded feeling of isolation and knowing that this is your first time becoming a CEO. There are so many things that you are learning and that you are wanting to employ, but you cannot do it alone. The endless juggle of the task at hand, becoming an administrator, but also teaching and also wanting to grow what you've already started. We are here together with your time, your marketing, your finances, your planning. Fear no more. Microschool Masterminds is helping to be your guiding light. For those already on this incredible journey, our membership is tailored to maximize your precious time. Imagine having a dedicated space to share your resources, to get the support you need, to collaborate with fellow educators and access expert guidance, advice, videos, and group coaching on marketing, finances, and your time. And for those of you who are hesitant, peering into the world of starting your microschool or your homeschool hybrid program with trepidation, we understand your fears, the legalities, the marketing, the hiring, the space. Where do you even begin? But breathe easy, because Microschool Masterminds provides the roadmap you've been searching for. Our membership offers step-by-step guidance on navigating the legal landscape, crafting effective marketing plans, and even assistance with hiring the perfect team to bring your vision to life. So whether you're a seasoned microschool owner yearning for more efficiency or a teacher with a dream and a spark of uncertainty, Microschool Masterminds is your beacon of hope. With us by your side, you'll not only survive, but thrive in the dynamic world of microschooling and starting your homeschool hybrid. Doors are open, friends. Let's embark on this journey together. Microschool Masterminds, www.teachersletyourlightshine.com/masterminds. We're waiting for you. It's time to let your light shine.